What's the body laid out in?
Casket.
Any other name for casket?
Tomb.
And is that the same?
Not really, is it? I don't think.
When he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And people dressed in black stayed there in
mourning.
And say on average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
arthritis.
Any other name for that?
Bursitis. There is another one. Now, what is it? Arthritis and bursitis.
What about a disease that children used to get? Well, what are some of the things your children are vaccinated against?
Oh, smallpox.
What else?
Smallpox, polio, tetanus, diphtheria.
Okay. Do you ever hear of anyone getting diphtheria around here?
Mm-mm.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
A disease? That liver. Liver deal. What in the world is that? Hepatitis.
Well, what? I think it's related to that, but it's
yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendicitis.
Do you ever hear any old fashioned name for that?
No. Wait.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had the
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Upchuck.
Which sounds better?
Well, neither one sounds too good. We usually say vomit.
Okay. Is there any really crude way of saying that?
Crude? I don't know.
Say if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Sick in his stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And say if your neighbor across the street had gotten some news that was really exciting. You'd say, as soon as she got the news, she came over here. She came over, why?
To tell me the news.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was
serious about her?
Okay. Or he's doing what?
You wouldn't say he's in love with her.
Did you ever say he's courting her?
Courting her, yeah.
Do you hear that nowadays?
Not too much.
What would you hear?
You would probably hear that he's serious about her.
And he would be called her?
Her boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Any old-fashioned names for boyfriend to girlfriend?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know him.
Say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
smooching.
Any other way of saying that?
Kissing.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she did what to him? She.
I know. Quit seeing him. I know the word, but I cannot say it.
What about he asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke off. Okay. Or broke up.
If she didn't break up, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.